Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Premeditated Peppermint by Amanda Flower, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. Chapter 1. Peppermint is much more than a Christmas time treat. It has a thousand uses. It has been used to freshen breath, flavor beverages, calm nerves, and even grow hair. But as far as I could tell, it did not have the power to repel ex-boyfriends. I wasn't considering this failing on Peppermint's part when I awoke early that Thursday morning, 2 weeks before Christmas. And when I say early, I mean very early. It was before 5 a.m., but there was much to do to prepare for the harvest Christmas market that would begin the next afternoon on the village square. I lived and worked just across the square at Swissmen Sweets, an Amish candy shop in Holmes County, Ohio, that I ran with my Amish grandmother, Clara King. No, I wasn't Amish, but my father's family was. However, I did have Peppermint on the mind. Peppermint was the name of the game for our table at the Christmas market. The organizer, Margot Rawlings, who typically was the instigator of all major events in the village, said that every table had to have a Christmas theme. Peppermint was the obvious choice for the candy shop. In addition to peppermint bark, we would have peppermint hard candy, fudge, hot chocolate mix, taffy, and thumbprint cookies. It was mid-morning now, and the shop smelled like the inside of a peppermint patty. My grandmother, her young Amish cousin Charlotte, and I worked in a companionable silence that had taken me some time to grow accustomed to. Up until a few months ago, I had spent most of my adult life in New York.